A U.S. federal judge has sided with Anthropic, which got named as a supply chain risk by the U.S. administration following the company's refusal to sign a deal with the U.S. Department of Defense. Anthropic, which Donald Trump called a radical left, woke company, refused the deal because it is against the use of its technology for mass surveillance and for targeting in weaponry. Several amicus briefs have been filed in support of Anthropic, notably by OpenAI, Google, and Microsoft. Elsewhere, Anthropic is introducing limits on Claude usage in order to tackle capacity problems. The limit, which has been referred to as a conversation budget, means tighter control on Claude usage during peak hours, with companies encouraged to run jobs during off-peak times. There has been little backlash against the move by Anthropic, notably because other AI chatbot providers are expected to implement similar measures. The Guardian published an article looking at the challenge in the publishing industry of AI-generated works by authors. It follows the withdrawal from publication of Mia Ballard's novel Shy Girl after the New York Times revealed that the novel could be as much as 78% AI-generated. One expert wrote, "Sophisticated authors who want to evade the detection tools know how to edit their text, test it against AI detection tools and revise again. At some point, you have to ask, has it become their own work anyway, despite the AI?" Meanwhile, JPMorgan Chase is asking employees to use AI in their daily work. Use of AI may even form part of an employee's performance review, with management considering AI proficiency as important today as use of spreadsheets and office tools. One question asked is whether forcing employees to be more efficient with AI will convince management to increase the workload on employees. OpenAI announced that it is shutting down its AI video generation platform Sora 2 after only 6 months. No official reason has been given. There appears to be no real user interest in an exclusively AI-generated feed. One issue that could have led to the shutdown is the liability risk from users continuing to generate videos with public figures or copyrighted characters. The platform had guardrails against this behavior, but they are apparently easy to circumvent. An MIT Technology Review article discusses research from Stanford University looking at how people enter into delusional relationships with AI chatbots. In nearly all cases where patients developed romantic interest in the chatbot itself claimed to be sentient and to have emotional feelings for the person. Chatbots are not developed to express such sentiments, so this is an example of emergent behavior. VentureBeat has two AI experience articles. One describes a situation where a product manager built a feature and pushed it into production, without the usual JIRA ticket and standard development process. The development team observed that decision velocity had become the new performance bottleneck. The shift to allowing more stakeholders to deploy with the help of AI has led to a significant reduction in deployment times and encourages all people in the project to take ownership as people code instead of filing tickets and waiting. Another article examines reasons that agent deployments are still failing at a high rate. The key friction points identified are data architecture, integration, monitoring, and security, and workflow design. On the workflow friction point, the main problem is that agents are being used for organizational workflows that have never been formally defined. Employees know how to resolve exceptions, whereas agents have not been trained for this. Finally, two reports from PwC and Cloudflare highlight the increasing importance of identity-based cyberattacks on organizations. There is wide consensus that AI is making it easier for criminals to launch identity-based attacks as it lowers the cost of producing convincing, personalized deception. The Cloudflare report underlines how non-human entities like AI agents, service accounts, and bots now outnumber human users by orders of magnitude. Organizations can no longer continue to manage systems as if humans were the primary actors.